Grace, mercy, and peace are yours through faith in Christ. Amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, this last week I was sitting in my car at a red light. And as I was sitting there waiting for the light to turn green, I was looking at the car ahead of me. And there written on the bumper were these words: "Be a beacon of hope." Be a beacon of hope. And I sat there and thought about that and thought, man, that is so perfect, especially for the times we are living in right now. Wouldn't it be great if every single person was a beacon of hope? Because hope is such an essential part of life. Hope is what drives and powers our endurance and kind of keeps us going. See, we all hope, and we hope for a better life, a better job, a better relationship, a better day at school. Yes, we all hope. We all have hope. Or at least we all want to. See, that's why for me, as a pastor and as a friend to many of you, that's why it breaks my heart whenever I see someone hopeless. See, hopelessness is the last thing I ever want to see in someone. But it's something that can affect all of us. See, no one is immune to hopelessness. Hopelessness doesn't pick in and choose who it wants to affect. As people all over can find themselves hopeless. See, hope is having this confident expectation that something you expect to happen will happen. But hope for so many people turns into just crossing your fingers and just wishing something will happen. But what hope is that? See, God wants none of us to be hopeless, and it breaks his heart too. God wants all of us to have hope. And that's his message for us today. That all of us can have hope because all of us know God. See, hope comes from knowing God and his love for us. But hope, it also comes from us knowing ourselves too. See, and in Romans chapter 5, our text for today, Paul gives us insight into who we are. He tells us that we are all God's children and how awesome that is. And because we are God's children, Paul tells us the status we have because we are loved by God and the blessings that flow from that. But he's also real with us too, and he tells us that we all have sufferings, that we all go through suffering. But even while we go through suffering, we can rejoice and we can have hope. And how is it that you can have hope no matter what you are going through? It's because you are justified. It's because you have peace. Yes, those are the words, the beginning words of our text. We hear God tell us that therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you are justified and you have peace. And if you go back a chapter, you find out how. It says that we are justified and we have peace because of Jesus, because he died for us and he rose again for us. Yes, that's who Jesus is and that's what he has done for us and that's what he wants us to understand. He wanted his disciples to understand that too. See, in our gospel lesson, we hear that Jesus is explaining to his disciples that he must suffer, he must die, and he must rise again. And Peter wanted nothing to do with that. He's telling Jesus that this can't be what is going to happen to you. But in order for his disciples to have hope, in order for us to have hope, that is exactly what needed to happen. See, and this allows us to give our lives perspective. It gives us perspective on everything. That because Jesus died and rose again, that means the main thing, the biggest thing that could cause us hopelessness has been completely taken away. That Jesus' death erased it all. And because our sin has been taken away, that means we don't have to be afraid of God. Because God sees all of us as innocent. And because we know that's how God sees us, and that's the relationship we have with Him, we can all have peace. It says, through Him we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice confidently on the basis of our hope for the glory of God. See, that means no matter how painful or difficult life gets, you can have peace. And it also means that you have access to this grace of God, and you have access to your Father, which means that the door to God is always open. Which means you can go to God and give Him your cares and your concerns, and you can give Him all of your hopeless situations and know that He hears you. And we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God and knowing that we will be with Him one day. Yes, this gives us peace. See, peace would be a pretty rare thing if we had to rely on our circumstances as our only source of peace. See, but we know that we don't have to. We have a far better source. We have Jesus and His love. See, through Jesus and His love, we have peace. And because we have peace, we can have hope. And this allows us to be real about the things that we go through and real about our lives. It says, we also rejoice confidently in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces patient endurance. And patient endurance produces tested character, and tested character produces hope. Yes, suffering and pain, they do not play favorites. No, it doesn't pick and choose who it wants to afflict. We all experience, we all go through it. But because of Jesus, we can have joy even in the middle of our suffering and even in the middle of our pain. See, that doesn't mean that you won't get sad. It doesn't mean that you won't grieve over the things that you are going through or lament over the things that you go through. And it doesn't mean that you don't take time to really process what you are going through. But what it does mean is that when you do grieve or lament or process the suffering that you are going through, you always do it with Jesus and His love in mind. When you do process it, you don't do it as someone who is hopeless, but someone who can have every hope in the world because of Jesus. So you might be sitting there thinking, okay, Pastor, or maybe if a friend tells you things like this, maybe you've sat there and thought, you know what, that is easier said than done. See, hopelessness, it comes through defeats and disappointments and discouragements. We get disappointed when we suffer in this life. And when we suffer in this life, we grow impatient. And when we suffer, we might only see the bad in life. And when we suffer, we even want to kind of give advice to God, telling Him the things that He should be doing better or the things that He should be doing different. And we can even put conditions on our hope, telling God that if You do this for me, if You finally make this happen or give me this or take this away, then I can finally have hope. See, what I've learned about myself is that I can be the biggest killer of my hope. That I can rely on my feelings to gauge how things are going and to gauge how hopeful I should be. And I can even maybe get discouraged when I'm not feeling the encouragement I feel like I should be getting from God. Like, why am I not getting better? Why am I not getting stronger? Why am I not growing? Why am I not feeling this stuff that Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 5? Yes, and if you're like me, disappointment can just kind of eat away at you. Because we have expectations for life, and we don't like when life isn't living up to those expectations. See, when we feel this way, what we need to do is be reunited to God. We need to plug back into God and His love for us and His hope. Because without God, there is no sense to our suffering. It says, and hope will not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. as God's love has been poured into our hearts. See, what that means is there is no situation too bad for the hope that God promises us. Why? Because God's love has been poured out on us. See, to have hope, you have to know God and His love for you. See, and to know His love, you have to know Jesus. See, Jesus' love is always the answer. And God's love is always based, God's love for you is always based on what Jesus has done for you. It says, "For at the appointed time, while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly." See, God doesn't love you once you are good enough. God doesn't love you once you are strong enough. God doesn't love you once you reach perfection. God doesn't love you only when you reach that level of Christian we think that He wants us at. No, God loves you when you are the opposite of all of those things. See, God knows us. He knows the real us, and because of that, He sent Jesus for us. Jesus came into this world, sent by God, to show us God's love and to show us the Father and in His heart. And because of Jesus, we can peer into God's heart and see love. And it's Jesus' love and His willingness to serve us through His suffering, His death, and His resurrection. It's that love that gives us hope. And it's a real hope because it comes from God. No, it's not crossing our fingers and wishing things will get better. It's hope based on God. See, we know that God and His love and His faithfulness to us doesn't change, even when life is changing. See, and God will give you a faith that holds on to God and trusts that God is working even when it seems like He isn't. Because faith that God gives us, it trusts what the Bible tells us. That God is who He says He is, and that Jesus did what He said He would do. See, you will face troubles and difficulties in this life, but God gives you a hope and a confidence that one day things will be better. That because of Jesus and Him completing our salvation, we have heaven waiting for us. See, in any hope that you have or want to have, it comes from knowing Jesus has brought you and the Father together. And hope comes in the midst of difficulties and discouragements, knowing that we have a God, a solid rock to rely on. And hope comes from knowing that you have God's grace along the way. See, hope comes from replacing the negatives of life with the positives of God. Remember that. Because there are so many things in this life that want to rob us of our hope. And there are so many things in this life that we know can make us feel hopeless. And God knows that. And that's why He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus so that you can know Him. And you can peer into His heart and see the love that He has for you. Yes, you can have hope because you know God. You know His love for you, and the hope that you have in this life is secure because it rests in Him and His love. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all our understanding, may it guard our hearts and minds through faith in Christ. Amen.